WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We've all been through the ritual of the spelling bee and the knot in the stomach as the words progress in difficulty until you're up against a word like onomatopoeia. Now our language commentator, Jeffrey Nunberg, tells us the spelling bee is all ritual and no substance.
A lot of people are concerned about the levels of literacy skills in the American workforce. But few of them have taken the rallying cry back to basics quite so literally as William Olston, the chairman of a national temporary help agency. With a cooperation of a number of companies, the Olston Corporation held the second of a series of regional spelling bees for grown-ups in Secaucus, New Jersey, a couple of weeks ago. The winner was a 40-year-old mental health counselor who walked away with an all-expense-paid vacation in Curacao. Now, the spelling bee is a fascinating American custom, one of the last vestiges of 19th-century education that's preserved in a pure form. No other nation has anything like it, not even the British, who have to wrestle with the same spelling system that we do. But to think of the spelling system as a means of providing people with basic literacy is sort of like thinking of the Japanese tea ceremony as a means of providing people with liquid nourishment. The spelling bee is pure ritual. At one level, you can read the spelling bee as an enactment of the ideal of democratic competition that our schools are supposed to foster. The rules are the same for everyone. There's no subjectivity about right and wrong answers. And unlike other subjects, spelling gives no special advantage to those children who merely happen to be brighter or more creative than their classmates. The wonderful thing about English spelling, at the fourth grade level at least, is that it makes no sense at all. A powerful intellect and a vivid imagination are no help when it comes to figuring out that it's I before E in friend and the other way round in weird. In fact, the spelling bee is carefully designed to detach spelling from the actual skills you need for reading and writing. You don't have to know what the word means or how to use it in a sentence. You simply have to be able to spell it. Last year, for example, the National Student Spelling Bee was won by a kid who nailed down his victory by spelling the word ratatouille. This is an impressive piece of trivia to carry around. With only average luck, after all, you can go through an entire literate life without ever seeing ratatouille in print or even on a plate. Some of the contestants protested this particular decision on the grounds that ratatouille isn't really an English word. But the fact is that the best spelling bee words are never really English. They're dictionary words like viridescent and innominate and mythopoeia, words that exist not to be read or written, but only to be spelled. In theory, I suppose somebody could win a spelling bee without knowing how to read or write at all, the way some toddlers can tell you how to spell their name without being able to write it down. As it happens, the spelling bee originated at a time when children were taught spelling as a purely oral skill. But the ritual significance of the spelling bee goes back even further than that, to an age when literacy was still regarded with a sense of mystery. You only have to think of those kids chanting the spellings of meaningless words like ratatouille and viridescent to recall that the English word spell also refers to a magical formula or incantation, as in cast a spell. The connection goes back to a time when the ability to read and write was associated with magical power. In fact, the Scots used to refer to sorcery as grammary, which is the source of our modern word glamour. For children, literacy still has some of that feeling of magic about it, which may be why the spelling bee is such a compelling exercise. And I can see where adults would find it entertaining as well. But I hope no one out there is mistaking this witchcraft for education.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California. And if you don't know how to spell ratatouille, well, we won't hold it against you.